Surge was the label. They were also on the lookout.
Yeah.
And let's see. We got three studio... One studio album, Potty Mouth.
Yeah.
Was that... What did you play a song off of?
Ladies,
Women, and Girls?
Yep. Okay. That's the first song off of that. The one I...
And then there was... That was 2000. And then in 2002, Girls Get Busy. There was one EP in 94. The Real Janelle. Mm-hmm. And then there was some just random seven...
Yeah, they did, split probably did like inches. A split with... Huggy Bear or something, you know, the other like Riot Girl bands.
Heavens to Betsy,
yeah.
Tiger Trap, Brainiac, they did splits with them. Interesting. Cool, I'll have to check them out too. They sound super fun.
Yeah, they're good.
Cool. Alright, we are... You know what? I'm going to keep blabbing for a second because I'm going to wait till it turns 9 o'clock.
Oh, do the station ID.
I'm going to do the station ID and the PSA.
Wow, like, should we do our own PSA?
That's right. We're going to do our own PSA about, what are we going to do it about?
I don't know. I feel like we're going to get ourselves in trouble doing some kind of PSA.
But probably. Okay. You're listening to Wony 90.9 FM, keeping it locked. Here's our PSA. The one thing in life you should not do is to drink and drive.
That's true.
And especially not to drink and drive in a snowstorm, listening to Taylor Swift.
Is that what you're going to play?
No, I'm not going to play any Taylor Swift. But nobody, don't drink and drive, yo.
Yeah.
Don't drive in the snow, and don't listen to the Eagles.
You know, I just heard Life in the Fast Lane.
No.
And... I didn't hate it. What? I mean, I don't like the Eagles. But we talked about Joe Walsh.
We have talked about Joe Walsh.
And he was pretty cool, I guess. But, you know, like that song, somehow it was like, it was tolerable. It was kind of like made me laugh enough to listen to it.
Yeah.
The Don Henley, I don't know who wrote that song. I picture it.
Life in the Fast Lane.
Too rockin' for Don Henley.
No, I'm pretty sure that Walsh wrote that.
Yeah, it seems like a Joe Walsh, like a real rager, you know, for an Eagles song.
Yeah, Eagles song. Yeah, totally.
But the Don Henley ones. I mean, Don Henley, if you're listening.
This is a PSA to stay away from Don Henley?
Yeah, I don't know about him.
Yeah, but also a PSA to hang out with Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh seems, if I was going to hang out with... an Eagles band member. I don't know. Maybe the drummer is the coolest guy.
That's Don Henley.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he sings, right?
Oh, I forgot he was the drummer. Yeah. Wow. Okay, never mind.
Maybe it's Timothy B. Schmidt.
Player.
That's Timothy B. Schmidt.
Okay, he might be the coolest dude. And
he
then
might be.
Joe Walsh, and then Glenn Frey.
Oh, that's
then,
right.
And then Don.
And then Don. There was another guy, too. There was another guitar player.
And he probably left. He's probably pretty cool, smart guy. I like when people leave really successful
bands.
Yeah,
it was the guy who wrote Hotel California.
Oh, well, never mind then.
What was that guy's name?
I thought that was Don Henley, I assumed.
No. Let's see. Hotel California. While we're here, I got to look this up because I should know this. Hotel California. Oh, God. I can't even believe it. I'm putting this on my phone.
Yeah.
It's going to, like, know that
I'm
looking at it.
Yeah, you're going to start getting some bad.
Felder. Yeah, Felder was the one who wrote the music. Glenn Frey. I don't know. We got two Dons. Too many Dons. Too many Dons, not enough Doms. We need more Doms.
Dom
Henley. If I was going to be a dominatrix, I would name myself Dom Henley. and only play Eagles dudes.
Oh, man. Talk about torture.
There's our PSA.
Yeah.
Dom Henley. All right. Yeah. Anyways, so there's those people were all in the Eagles. And Timothy B. Schmidt, who's the bass player.
Did they do like the reunion, the Hell Freezes Over thing?
Yeah. I think everybody was in that except for Felder, who they kicked out, I believe, right? Let's see. Songwriters. Don Felder. Eagles. Oh, no, he was into 2001. Mm. When was the Hell Freezes Over? I don't know.
Before that, wasn't it? It was like, that was like late 90s.
Let's see, Hell...
Mid-90s, maybe.
Freezes Over Tour. 94, oh, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see what's going on here.
Peak grunge and then...
The band's lineup was that of the Long Run era. Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Don Felder, Dom Henley, Joe Walsh, and Timothy B. Schmidt. What does the B stand for? Wait, I'm going to look it up right now. Bruce.
Bruce, yeah.
Timothy Bruce Schmidt. Who knew that? Anybody know that out there? No. Timothy B. Schmidt. He was also a really good singer, and he had some pretty flowing locks of hair going on.
What? How do you know? I don't know this guy. How do you know about that guy?
Yeah, I don't know. I teach guitar at a rock school.
Like, he's a bass player for the Eagles.
Because whenever I saw the videos, I'm like, who's that bass guy?
What videos do they even have? I don't know if I've
I think it was from that like the Unplugged or that tour. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
terrible.
Oh, it was terrible. But I was like, who's the guy with the flowing locks of hair that looks like Cruella de Vil almost in some kind of way, and it was Timothy B. Schmidt.
He sounds cool, then.
Yeah, he's fine. He's probably buddies with Walsh. What am I going to play? Oh, I'm going to play Bomber by Motorhead. This is a good song. And then I'm going to put some Devo on after that. And then Gav will put some tunes on. And then we're going to listen to the Ride the Lightning at 45 speed. Because we can. Anyways, this is Wonie 90.9. We're in the middle of Wonie
Radiothon.
Radiothon, Wonie-thon, whatever you want to call it. So it's 24 hours of straight DJs with no automation, except for there was something that happened. I don't know. Some people probably put it on for like a second, but we're not doing it. Not us. Yeah, I think it goes on until 8 p.m. tonight. It started 8 p.m. last night. So Bottomley is on after us, I saw there.
That'd be a nice transition.
That's a nice transition. You can get rid of us and deal with somebody who's like somewhat sane. Somewhat.
Well, you probably won't be talking to anyone, so that helps.
That's right. That's right. Here's some I love Motorhead, and I don't know.
I like Motorhead.
I don't know what I would call it. I call it kind of punky. It's like rock.
Yeah, yeah.
It's straight up rock and roll, but it's like thrashy, just power chord rock.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's awesome. Anyways, here's Bomber.
No! What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
That was, this is interesting. I did not know this. Tell us about this.
The blast band, Pinhead Gunpowder, is a Billy Joe project, side project, kind of. Aaron Comet Bus is the drummer. He does the great zine that might even still be out. I'm not sure. And then maybe a guy from other Bay Area bands. But, yeah, they're great. And it was kind of at the same time as Green Day was really big, so that was cool that he was also still in, like, an underground band.
Yeah, it's awesome. I was telling Kev, it sounds like it reminded me a little bit of Rancid, too. It's just the same kind of
Bay Area sound.
Yeah, it's awesome. What do we got here? Seven. I keep thinking it's like, what time is it? 9:17? I don't even know. It's crazy. It feels like we've been here like 4 hours. I'm going to play. So I'm looking at some of my roots, right? When I started getting into heavier stuff, and along when I was listening to punk stuff and whatever, I also was listening to the early Metallica stuff. I was gonna bring Kill 'Em All and play something off of that, but I was like, oh, maybe I'll just play Ride the Lightning, the song, on 45 speed. So we're gonna listen to that. So it'll be a lot quicker.
Is charged.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't wanna die. I can't wait to hear the solo. And after that, I'll probably just play Personality Crisis, because I do love that song. In honor of the late and great David, who passed away. Yeah, I don't know if he was the last living member of the Dolls. He might have been.
Is anyone from the Ramones alive? They're all. Are they all dead?
Well, the original four?
Yeah.
Who was the original drummer?
Are you supposed to know that? Don't you have the album here?
Yeah, Marky died. Or not Marky. Marky's still around. He's he's still, like, doing a thing.
Okay.
Marky Ramone. But I don't know if he was the
original. Joey Deedy and
Johnny. Obviously them. But no, who was the drummer? I mean, the drummer was the one. That and the bassist, because there was CC.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Was he the other bass player? Was he a drummer?
Maybe Ramones trivia is a little rough.
Ramones trivia. I'll find out the answer to this. I should know this. I should know all of these things, but I don't. Okay, here we go. This is going to be super fun, and everybody should get totally excited about this. And, here we go. whatever, man. We'll be right back.
you're up in a ballerina on a spring afternoon. Change on into the Wolfman, howling at the moon. Ow, got a personality crisis. You got it while it was hot. Get the way cut, you know it's frustration. Honey, what you got? Oh, yeah. We only got a half an hour left. This cruising by. Cruising for a bruising, yo. Dr. Andrew Bottomley, who's supposed to do his show here at 10 o'clock, cannot make it in.
Calling all DJs.
We've already been up. We're going to be up here 2 hours, and I cannot stay any longer. Wony DJs out there, if anybody wants to come in early or do an extra show to keep this
choo-choo train a rolling. Woo, 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 wony rolling. You could come on up here and start at 10 o'clock a.m. to help the cause. Probably somebody on campus and somebody wants to drive in. I don't know how the roads are. We've been trapped in this basement for 2 hours.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know. What did we just listen to? Can we say these words?
First one, the album is Misery Index. It's one of my faves.
There you go.
It's like, you know, the whole thing is probably 20 minutes and it's, you know, 20-ish songs.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're great. And then it was Drop Dead. And every song is either about anti-capitalism or veganism. So I like that too. And they've been a band for like 30 years now. Still singing about the same two things.
That's so funny. And yeah, you're a vegan.
Yeah.
You're a veg. Lumberg? Was that the name of the band? No, it wasn't Lumberg. I had this rock ensemble.
Lumberg?
Maybe it was Lumberg.
Like Office Space?
Yeah, it was funny. They wrote. Oh God, I have to look into this and ask them. I'll have to ask Sean later, who's an old student who's amazing. He's in a band called Herbivore now, down in New York City. But he had this band, and I want to think it was called Lumberg. And they wrote these like 30 to 40 second songs for rock ensemble. It was called Rock Combo back then, and they would just give them numbers. And basically, when they played live, they would just go, number four! Yeah. And then they would count it in and play, and then they would just say the number of the song. And I never knew how they got them straight, but it was pretty awesome. They were like super tight and super awesome. I think it was Lumberg. I'll go back and check. Okay, we're getting to the last 26 minutes here. Let's see. I'm getting a notification. Oh, no. Okay. No takes it. Okay, I got it. It's got an email about something. Yeah, some DJ. Come on up here. Take the 10 o'clock slot, yo. I'll chill out for a few minutes if need be, if you're going to be late. But otherwise, we'd love to keep this thing rolling. I'm going to put some Reverend Horton Heat on. I really love the psychobilly scene. And there's a... I think it was probably their third album, Liquor in the Front, Poker in the Rear.
Classic.
classic album. You know who mixed and produced this and also played pedal steel on some of their songs? Here's a trivia fact. Industrial band. Anybody know? Yeah, I'm asking you. Leader of a really big industrial band, and they're still around today, but was really big in the 90s, late 90s, 2000s.
Al.
It was Al. No, 100%. Yeah, he produced this and mixed it, and he also played pedal steel, which is crazy, right? On a few of these tracks. But I'm going to play a song called Baddest of the Bad, which is really, it's kind of cool. On the liner notes... for this album, instead of having, they just say a song, the song title, and then they say a little blurb they describe the song about, and then gives a recommendation if you like the song to listen to another song, right? So Baddest of the Bad.
Early Spotify.
That's right. This is just a song about staying out late and drinking too much to recover from heartbreak. It's a twisted cowboy punk song. The title is based on a Methodist minister in Dallas, Walker Raley. He had an affair and killed his wife. Oh, Jesus. Mm. And his suicide note, he referred to himself as the weakest of the weak and the baddest of the bad and the lowest of the low. And the Reverend Horton Heat recommends the Ramones cover of California Sun. But who originally wrote that? You know? Like, it's on here. I know.
Oh, I know.
Pepperidge Farm remembers. Do you know what it is? The Rivieras. Mm. Wrote that. I don't know what else they did besides that song, but the Ramones cover, that's pretty cool.
I was thinking of like the Donny Osmond song. Or no, who did the Seasons in the Sun? Who's that?
Oh, I don't know who did that.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
We had joy, we had fun.
Yeah. Regards to out there having fun in the bold California.
Oh, so yeah, yeah.
That's that one. Okay, here we go. Baddest of the bad, and then I don't know what I'm going to play after that. Something. I got some. Oh, I'm going to play Horror Business, I think. I'll play Horror Business. Oh, okay, God. Here we go.
pushing it free. Every time I see, I've got my hand wrapped around the bar. I want out right now. She made an angel's flight on angel wings. Jumped out her apartment window and hit the street below. Every time I see, I've got my hand wrapped around the bar. I can't shut off my mind. And now I'm waiting. My hands are wrapped around the bars. I'm burning. My soul is pushed against the bars. The bars. The lie. The lie. The lie. The lie. The lie. The jail behind my eyes. Oh. My body, my body hates my soul. I close my eyes and fight inside my own black hole. Every time I see, I've got my hand tucked around the bar. I want out right now. I live my life. I'm doing my time. I realize life's life. Every time I see, got my head wrapped around the bar. I can't shut off my mind. And now I'm waiting. My hands are wrapped around the bars. I'm burning. My soul is pushed against the bars. The bars. The lie. The lie. The lie.
Hello? Oh, I don't know why that happened. They're on now. I was just blabbing to nobody except for Gav. We only got 10 minutes left here. We're going to try to squeeze in four songs and see what happens.
No problem.
I don't even know if that's going to happen. Mine are probably going to be twice as long. But, we had fun here. This was episode 65 for me. I don't know what Gavin's is, but...
One.
This is his first episode with me. And probably he'll probably never want to come in here with me again. Rock and roll, Wonie-a-thon, Radiothon. I don't know if somebody's coming in at 10. It might be Automation. Everybody stay safe out there. I'm going to play what I call one of the first punk songs ever, Paranoid, Black Sabbath. This song's awesome. Followed by Dinosaurs Will Die, and No Effects, and then we'll find out what's going on. I'll do some kind of sign-off and make sure that we got the PSA going on. But rock and roll, everybody out there. Stay warm, stay safe. DJ Nuts for Mark II, Dad General. Rock and roll.
Tricks up our sleeves. badly. You are sadly mistaken. Time has come for evolution. Fuck collusion. Kill the five.
Shout out to KCO, rocking and rolling. We're out of here. We did 2 hours. Nobody's coming in to relieve us. Lame. Anyways, the Wony Radiothon is going to be stopped, but it'll be back at 11 o'clock. I'm going to put the PSA on in automation. I know nobody's going to be crying, but that was a super fun show. 2 hours of awesomeness. DJ Mon from Mark II, Data General, we're rocking and rolling. Wony 9.9 FM. Give it a holler there, Gav.
See ya.
Yeah, rock and roll. Mm-hmm. We'll see you on the other side.
24 hours of
non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Only Onto.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Damn it, bro. Pick up your phone. your message.
No one ever picks up the phone these days. I'll leave him a message.
Ah, shut up.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the Wonee Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, December 1st, join the Activities Council for Seasonal Arts and